It's your weekly family fun on the Mutual Audio Network with Saturday Story Circle.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audiences.
And now, Decoder Ring Theater presents the continuing adventures of Canada's greatest superhero, that scourge of the underworld, hunter of those who prey upon the innocent, that marvelous masked mystery man known only as the Red Panda!
Lost through the mists of time, the never-before-told tales of the terrific twosome of Toronto. August Fenwick, one of the city's wealthiest men who served the city that he loves through the dark days of depression and war, and his wife and partner, Kit Baxter Fenwick, who joined him in his quest as the Flying Squirrel. The secret case files of The Red Panda. This episode, Tower of Terror.
Gusworth P. Fenwick, are you down here?
Oh, hello, darling. How did you know I was in the lair?
Because I knew that you were nowhere else. And exhausting the possibilities in a 64-room mansion takes a little time, I can tell you.
It can't possibly have 64 rooms.
I've never actually counted, but it has a lot. Which leaves one to wonder why you choose to sit in a mothballed crime lab and play with your electric trains.
Electric trains?
Figure of speech.
You're worried that I'm slipping back into hero work?
We've been back from our trip for less than a week, and you're riding pneumatic tubes again. It leaves a girl to wonder.
Harry has the city well in hand. I'm just tidying up some neglected case files, is all.
Case files?
Yes. Our dual identities took their secrets to the grave, which means no one else is going to write our real history. And many of our records are less than complete, especially from the early days.
When you lacked the sizzle and pop of a good co-writer?
As you say.
Nostalgic but adorable, I'll allow it. What are you working on?
Remember Professor Eustace Brackenridge?
Not even a little.
Oh, come on. As I recall, it all began with a thunderstorm.
Who are you? What do you want?
Well, that's a nice sort of welcome and no mistake. You Professor Breckenridge?
We don't want any. Go away.
Jack Peters, sir. Toronto Sentinel.
A newspaper reporter.
The very same. You sent out a press release claiming to uncover a miraculous new energy source from the ether itself. Claimed it would revolutionize modern industry, you did.
Yes, I recall. I was scorned and ignored. No one responded to the release.
Well, that is simply not true, Professor. As I am here, camped out on the doorstep of this place. What is this place? It looks like some kind of crazy chess piece.
The tower is... It has unique properties, which... I'm sorry, you'll have to leave.
Aw, come on, Professor. Can't we talk about this inside? It's raining cats and dogs out here.
Yes, of course I... No, I'm sorry, you'll have to go.
Professor, please. My editor really wants this story. Don't you want the recognition of the press and the scientific community? Won't that mean something to your work?
My work? Yes. Yes, I must... No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, young man. You'll have to go. You'll have to go.
Come on, boss. Are you ever planning to tell me where we're going?
I told you exactly where...
You told me where, but you haven't said one word about what or why. I'm supposed to be your partner now, I thought.
Well, a sort of junior partner, I suppose.
Is that another word for sidekick?
What if it is?
I haven't been training all these months to get treated like some teenage helper in short pants.
I would never... Short pants?
No kid, you know. I'll be 21 in 6 or 8 months. And you said you would let me help for real.
You do help, kid. Training you has brought my own mission into clearer focus than ever.
Not quite what I had in mind. You said I was ready.
Yes, well, old habits die hard. We still don't exactly have a name for you.
I thought you were all right with Panda Girl.
I'm not sure your identity ought to be an extension of mine. You have a lot of impressive skills, and I'm quite proud of you.
Ah, gee.
How hard you've worked, I mean, and what you've learned, and also...
Boss?
Yes?
You don't have to backpedal all of your compliments. But today, I would trade them all in for the skinny and the straight dope. What's with the leisurely drive down the country road?
We're headed for a rather peculiar place, Kit. A strange tower-like structure that serves as the laboratory and home of a Professor Eustace Brackenridge.
Brackenridge? Oh, I saw this in the reports from the agents. Your man at the Sentinel, Bailey.
Peters.
Seems a little silly. Two contacts at the same rag?
Perhaps I'll have one of them switch papers.
Brackenridge sent out a press release and then reneged on that deal, right? Sent your man away cold.
Yes, but seemed reluctant doing so. Conflicted. My agent felt certain there was something there worth investigating.
And so we drive off in your third fanciest limousine. Is this your idea of keeping a low profile?
Well, I thought we wouldn't go right up the drive in it. We're getting close. Pull up here.
We're just going to leave the car here?
Yes, we'll feign car trouble. Peters said that Brackenridge seemed reluctant not to show hospitality, but some factor seemed to be coercing him. We'll see if he can turn away stranded travelers.
No, I mean, we're just going to leave a boat like this, sitting by the side of the road. You don't think it will attract attention?
Perhaps the Red Panda needs some sort of purpose-built automobile. Something that can't be traced to August Fenwick. Don't really know much about cars.
I'll draw up a wish list, but it doesn't really help us much right now.
It's an interesting point. I used to leave my driver in the car and let her look after this sort of thing.
Yes, boss. Give me 5 minutes to hide this thing in a cornfield or something.
Who is it? What do you want?
Good day, sir. I'm very glad to find you at home.
Who are you? What is the meaning of this?
Oh, please don't be alarmed. My name is John Morris, and this is my secretary, Jane Waters.
Secretary?
Yes. Hello.
Our car has had a breakdown a few miles down the road. I was hoping you might have a telephone we could use.
There's a farmhouse a mile or so to the south. They'll have to help you there.
I'm afraid we've already been there. There isn't anyone about.
I can't help you. It isn't possible. You can't come in.
Oh, please, mister. It'll be dark soon, and we haven't got anyone who can help us. Just let us make a call, and we'll be out of your hair.
Well, I couldn't refuse to help a young lady in distress. No, I couldn't.
Well, that's very gallant, mister.
Brackenridge. Professor Eustace Brackenridge. I can't really invite you in. I'm afraid I have some very... I have some experiments running.
A professor, you say? That's very interesting.
Well, it is. Well, I don't. No, I can't. I really can't.
Is there a telephone in your front hall, sir? I could just make a short call and we could have help arrive before night falls. Miss Waters could stay here with you if you'd like.
Yeah, I suppose that would be all right. There, yes, there is a telephone just through there, Mr. Morris. Just there.
I shan't be a moment. You're all right, aren't you, Miss Waters?
Yes, of course. This is a very interesting building, Professor. It looks like some sort of a medieval keep or a tower of some kind.
Yes, it is quite charming. I always dreamed of such a place as a boy.
Strange to find it in a farm country here in Canada.
Yes, I had it specially constructed, my dear. It has unique properties that are... that aid in my work, my experiments.
Yes, you mentioned your experiments. They sound terribly interesting.
They are very... They can't... I'm sorry, young lady. I should really not discuss my work.
But I was only...
It is a very difficult thing to trust people when they lie to me, Miss Waters.
Lie? But I don't...
Secretary? Who travels quiet country roads with a beautiful lady's secretary?
Oh, that.
It is absurd, and therefore clearly a lie.
Yeah, I guess it was just the first thing that popped into his head.
I should ask you both to leave at once.
Oh, please, don't. You see, it isn't easy. He's trying to be discreet.
Ah! I knew it at once. Young lovers.
Yes, but it's so complicated. You see, his mother doesn't approve of me at all, and John is always so concerned of what people think. My reputation. Being stuck out here alone and unsupervised. It's so terribly awkward.
Yes, I understand.
You mustn't say anything to him. Promise you won't.
I give you my word. I am a gentleman of the old school. Love must conquer all, you know.
Well, that is strange.
Mr. Morris, your call went well?
Not at all. I'm afraid it cut out just a moment ago. And then I looked away, and when I looked back, I couldn't find the telephone at all.
Right this way, please. Now, I must ask you not to wander off. There's a small sitting room just here, somewhere. You can wait out the storm while I try and remedy the situation with the telephone.
Well, it's a lucky thing that you're so handy. Thank you again, Professor.
Well, I could hardly send you out in this rough weather. I mean, I'm certain that all will be well.
This is a fascinating structure, Professor. How did you come by this place?
What's that? I don't think I ought to...
The professor and I were just discussing that. He had it specially constructed, didn't you, Professor?
Yes, that's right, my dear.
Really? But the stonework, the foundations, I'd have been prepared to swear this tower was hundreds of years old.
Yes, but that can hardly be right, could it, Mr. Morris? I'm a medieval keep constructed in the territory of the Wendat tribes, known to the French as the Huron? Preposterous.
Yes, I suppose.
The professor says a tower helps with his experiments.
Well, that must be some very interesting research. What is your field of study, Professor?
Wow, look at that. The sitting room is right here. How silly of me. Now, I must ask for you to remain just here. I will arrange for help to arrive, but you must wait here.
Of course.
Did he just bolt the door?
Yes, but he did also ask politely.
Nice. Well, at least we're inside.
I think we have you to thank for that, Kit. Brackenridge seems quite taken with you.
You notice that?
Not that he's ungentlemanly about it, but yes, it seems quite clear.
No, I mean, you notice that? I didn't think you could do things like that.
I don't think I understand.
Yeah, see, I didn't think so. Are you looking for something in particular?
Some sort of panel or hidden door would make things easier.
Would you lock strangers in a room with a hidden escape door?
I'm not certain that our friend the professor had ever been to this room in his entire life.
How is that even possible?
I also fail to see how the path that we've followed since coming in the front door could possibly fit within the structure we saw from outside.
Okay. Well, that makes even less sense.
It does, doesn't it?
You say that like I just proved your point.
You did. Because my point is that there is something inexplicable going on in this tower.
Speaking of which, you don't think that the routine with the telephone was a little over the top? You were just supposed to disable it so he'd let us in.
I was, wasn't I? But I never got the chance.
Wait, are you saying...
The telephone really did cut out and then disappear? Yes.
But, boss, that's impossible. Things don't just appear and disappear.
No, they don't. Nothing does. But Professor Brackenridge's press release suggests that he has discovered a means of extracting limitless energy from the ether itself.
What's the ether?
It's a way of saying from nothing, from nowhere, but that flies in the face of elementary thermodynamics.
Boss?
Nothing can come from nothing, kid.
Tell that to her.
What in blazes?
She just kind of floated through the wall. A ghost.
It must be some kind of projection. Just light. She's coming into focus now.
Well, she ain't wearing much, is she? What's with the peep show? What?
Good Godfrey.
What's going on here? That half-naked ghost is... is me!
You are listening to the Red Panda Adventures from DecoderingTheater.com.
Incredible!
Well, don't look at her!
I was looking. I was examining the phenomenon.
Well, the phenomenon is my ghost in a negligee, so don't!
It isn't a ghost. It can't be a ghost.
Because I'm not dead? It could be from the future, though. And I still look young. Do I die that soon?
Kit, I'm certain this is nothing more than a projection of light, like a film.
Boss, nobody but nobody has ever filmed me in my unmentionables. Nobody's even seen me. You're peeking.
I'm not. I'm investigating.
Boss, I'm about 19 different shades of mortified right now. I am begging you, please do not be such a superhero right now, okay?
I'm not looking, but she seems to be coming right for me.
Boss, are you okay?
She struck me. She's solid.
No, my hand went right through her. She's a ghost.
I've had about enough of this. There's no such thing.
Where did you go?
I could be wrong, but I think I might have willed her away.
Oh, good. What in screaming blue heck is going on here?
I think we might have seen a manifestation of Professor Brackenridge's subconscious mind.
So, that wasn't really my ghost.
It wasn't any part of you. It was a projection of the professor's own desire. Doesn't explain the hostility it displayed toward me, though.
Well, I may have told them that we were in love, a little.
Why did you do that?
Because it was what he wanted to believe, and I don't have spooky hypnotic powers.
Fair enough. That settles it, then. Open the door.
But Moss is locked. We heard him. What the heck? Unlocked?
I willed it to be so.
This is creepy as all get out.
It will likely get worse before it gets better. If I'm right, Brackenridge has opened a portal and is barely controlling what lies beyond with unfocused thought. This entire structure could disappear beneath our feet. And if this power is not contained, there is no telling what horror it may unleash upon our world.
You have been a fool, Brackenridge.
I'm not listening. I'm not listening to you anymore.
Don't even try to shut me out. I am the one voice you could never hide from.
No, please.
The manifestation of your every doubt, your every fear, your every desire.
Please, this has to stop.
The shy little boy, the awkward youth, the man with the theory spurned by the scientific community. You made me weak, Brackenridge.
I didn't mean to. I didn't know.
But your discoveries have made me strong. Made us both strong, haven't they?
No. This is spiraling out of control.
You talk to me of control? We have begun to remake the world as you would have it be. As you have always wished it. It can all be yours.
You attacked those young travelers.
No, Brackenridge. You did. I gave voice to your desires. I gave them shape and form. To your resentment. To all the feelings that you repress like the weak fool that you always were.
This is wrong. This has to stop.
Don't toy with me. You haven't the strength of will.
No, but he does. That young man, he stopped you.
Because you fought me, Brackenridge. You weakened me. Work with me and everything can be yours. You can be master of this world. Power! Respect any woman you desire. It can all be yours. It is yours to shape and create with the power of your mind.
I can't fight you anymore.
I know, Brackenridge. I know!
Quiet. Did you hear that?
I don't hear anything except you. Let's keep moving.
Where are we going? This place is like a maze.
It's worse than that. A maze has a solution.
This place is barely limited by the physically possible. There may not be a way out, even though there once was.
The professor said he had always dreamed of a tower like this as a boy. Do you think maybe none of this is real?
I think he has created it with his mind, Kit, willfully or no. But now that it is here, it is as real as anything else. I don't know what kind of power Brackenridge has tapped into, but if we leave it unchecked, it could tear apart the very fabric of our reality.
Wait!
What is it?
Shouldn't we be wearing the masks?
The professor is the only one here, and he's already seen our faces.
But yours has those new thingies in the eyes.
The mask lenses?
You said that you could see body heat and things like that. If these walls are only in the professor's head, think you could see through them?
Worth a try, I suppose. Hold on.
There.
Did you just look at my body heat?
No, I was just calibrating the lenses.
Okay. How was it?
The lenses?
My body heat.
I don't think that...
I'm just asking, because it seems a little warm in here.
Kit Baxter, behave yourself.
Yes, boss. See anything else good?
I didn't... No. These stone walls are blocking any thermal reading. Perhaps one of the other settings... Oh, my.
That sounded promising.
I can't explain what I'm seeing.
If you build me a pair of those, you won't have to.
It's like a
cascading energy field. Pulsing blue light coming from this way. Whatever Brackenridge has unleashed, it seems to be down this corridor. Come on.
I think they're coming.
Yes. I can feel them.
What are you doing? Don't! I don't know where I am.
The physical environment is irrelevant. Soon all will bend to my will.
No! Help me!
Professor? Professor, is that you?
Great Godfrey! This is astonishing!
The tower walls, they look like they're melting. Stretching. What is this place?
The uncontrolled impulses of the human mind made flesh.
Help me! Help me! He's too strong!
Who is Professor? Who's doing this to you?
Brackenridge!
We must be right at the epicenter of the effect, and the power seems to be growing. If we're ever going to stop this, it has to be now!
Too late, masked man!
A disembodied voice. The professor's subconscious is gaining independence.
And so much more. Brackenridge was a fool not to see you for what you are.
Red Panda, what's going on? It's like being inside a kaleidoscope.
The laws of your physical universe have been repealed, Red Panda. Soon you and your little friend will bend to my will.
Brackenridge, listen to me. You have to fight it. You may be the only one who can.
Brackenridge is nothing.
He's right. I can't fight it. It's too strong.
You must reassert the world as it is. The world you know, not the world of your dreams and fantasies.
It is hopeless.
Your machine. You built it to serve mankind.
Yes.
It was here, in this room. You must remember.
Yes.
What are you doing?
You must show it to me.
I can't!
Boss, whatever you're doing, do it faster. This place is going bananas.
Forgive me, Professor. My mind is in your mind.
Yes.
No!
My will is your will.
Yes. Yes.
Calm your mind. Take the stillness from my center. Think of nothing. Of nothing.
Yes.
Holy cats! It's like a regular room.
Yes. The house that stood here before the tower.
Wood floors, little fireplace, big honking doomsday device.
I see it. Amazing.
This is definitely channeling energy from beyond our plane of existence. It's a conduit. Telepathic controls. Astonishing!
Boss, whatever you're doing, do it faster.
What is it?
4 more Kit Baxters just appeared.
Are they decent?
Yeah. In fact, they're dressed like...
Like what?
Like ninjas. They are dressed like ninjas.
Kit, those ninjas aren't a product of Brackenridge's subconscious. They're mine.
Swell. One guy makes me an underwear model, the next makes me a pack of ninjas.
You'll have to keep them back while I dismantle the device or the professor's mind will be torn apart.
I mean, there's got to be a happy medium somewhere.
Kit!
I got it! Fight the ninjas! All right, ladies. Time to mess up those pretty faces. Boss? One of these ninjas can fly.
Why? That's ridiculous!
Don't tell me, tell her!
It can't be my...
Wait. The wingsuit?
That could work!
Yeah, it's working real good, thanks! How do I stop it from working?
We stop it like this! No! Is she gone?
I am pleased to say that she is. That was unpleasant.
The rest of the house has returned to normal as well. I think we have seen the last of Brackenridge's Tower of Terror.
Alliterative. Very nice. Why am I 4 ninjas in your subconscious?
I can't be held responsible for my every passing thought.
Your passing thought about me being 4 ninjas?
Or of you being the most dangerous girl in the world?
Oh, I like the sound of that. That's like Paris in the springtime.
It really isn't.
Don't spoil my fun. What now?
Now, we disable this machine permanently and selectively alter Brackenridge's memory to keep him from reconstructing it. It has tremendous power, but it is simply too dangerous.
Is it as dangerous as me?
You handled yourself very well. Those projections knew everything I know. And I was in no position to control them while I held Brackenridge's mind together and worked on his machine.
Want to explain the whole flying kit thing? Or should I pick up a copy of Freud on the way back to town?
I think you might find that one rather more literal, but it has given me an idea that I think you might find amusing.
Do tell.
Kit Baxter, behave yourself.
Yes, boss.
And so concludes another adventure of the Red Panda! This recording and the story, characters, and situations contained therein are the exclusive property of their creator and copyright holder, Greg Taylor, and are produced and distributed by Decoder Ring Theater through arrangement with him. These recordings may not be rebroadcast or redistributed by any means for any reason without express permission. Until next time, when Decoder Ring Theater brings you the further thrilling adventures of Canada's greatest superhero, this is Stephen Burley reminding you DecoderRingTheater.com is your address to adventure!
The Red Panda Adventures, episode 115, Tower of Terror, was written and directed by Greg Taylor with original music by Andrea Lyons and featured the vocal talents of Stephen Burley, Christopher Mott, Clarissa de Nederlanden, and Greg Taylor. Until next time, for all of us here, good night.
Hello, I'm John Bell of Bells in the Battery, along with my associates, Arnie Kunchbar.
I can introduce myself, thank you very much.
All right.
Hi, I'm Arnie Kunchbar.
That's it?
That's it.
And also, do you want me to introduce you, Brad?
Well, of course, Mr. Bell, that's your job as host.
Thank you, Brad. And I'd like to introduce Brad...
Hold it.
What?
Here's your script.
Script?
Well, you gotta know what to say.
All right. And introducing Brad Montworth, ace salesman, incomparable public relations expert, and, of course, unrivaled attorney at law.
No, come on, you know how to say it, Mr. Bell.
Unrivaled attorney at law.
Oh, Mr. Bell, you shouldn't say those things. You make me blush.
Can I do my introduction over again?
No, We're here for an important reason.
Very important.
Indeed.
If you think you deserve significant financial compensation, call Brad Motworth, attorney at law.
Oh, boy.
At 555-41.
No. We're here to remind everybody to take steps to avoid the coronavirus.
Yeah, don't catch it. Because there's no one you can sue.
Wash your hands thoroughly and keep social distancing.
What?
Social distancing.
One more time.
Stay about 6 feet away from everybody else.
Right, very good.
Oh, I gotta wash my hands thoroughly. I don't want to get me this corona.
Ooh, keep your distance now. Socially. I want to keep feeling fine, corona.
Never gonna stop getting squirts from my Purell.
I'm always gonna buy all the toilet paper that they sell.
Bye, bye, bye. Bye, corona.
Bye, corona.
Don't get no closer, huh? Beat it, huh? Far enough where I can't see your eyes, corona.
An illness history is not for me. Don't want to try your COVID on for size, corona.
Never gonna touch. Stay away. My epidermis never wants to be close to where that nasty germ is.
Bye. Woo. Bye, corona.
Fly, corona.
Captain, bye, corona.
Pumpkin pie, corona.
Now, wait a minute.
Apple pie, corona.
Guys.
Goodbye, corona. Good riddance.